USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is offering Britain's King Charles condolences after the death of Queen Elizabeth. Biden and the King spoke by phone, and the White House provided a readout of the call. The statement saying Biden noted the dignity and constancy of the Queen's long reign and her work toward deepening the enduring friendship and special relationship between the United States and the UK. Union railway workers are striking. Nearly 5,000 members of the International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers voted to approve the strike. It's the first union to do so during the current labor dispute. The White House is said to be working very hard to avert a national rail strike. Texas's plan to send illegal immigrants to the sanctuary city of Chicago is causing some infighting in the state. The mayor of suburban Elk Grove, Craig Johnson, says he was given very little information before illegal immigrants were moved into his community.
We're treating them with respect and dignity they deserve, and we'll give them jobs, but don't call us ever again xenophobic.
The mayor wanting an apology from the governor of Illinois, who suggested that it's xenophobic to complain about illegal immigrants being housed in the suburbs. Three Iranian nationals are being charged in ransomware attacks. Officials say they tried to hack into hundreds of computers nationally and around the world, including New Jersey. Ohio Republican Congressman Jim Jordan is calling for fentanyl-related substances to be declared Schedule I drugs permanently. Jordan sending the Drug Enforcement Administration a letter Wednesday asking for information on how the drug's temporary classification as a Schedule I has assisted the fight against the opioid crisis. This is USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
House Republican leaders are continuing to call out Democrats for their spending.
President Biden and House Democrats' reckless spending and failed far-left policies have plunged our economy into a recession.
New York lawmaker Elise Stefanik talking about how Democrats' decisions are affecting her constituents. She said the White House's failed radical policies have caused the inflation crisis. A data breach has one NFL team in hot water with its fans.
A class action lawsuit has been filed against the San Francisco 49ers of the NFL after a massive data breach. The San Francisco Chronicle is reporting the ransomware attack happened last February and exposed personal information of nearly 21,000 individual ticket holders, vendors, and employees. The class action suit filed last week alleges invasion of privacy and negligence. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The defense rests its case in the sentencing of convicted Parkland, Florida shooter Nicholas Cruz. Judge Elizabeth Schreier and the state were caught off guard with the decision.
You all knew about this, and even if you didn't make your decision until this morning, to have 22 people plus all of this staff and every attorney march into court, be waiting as if it's some kind of game.
The state was asking for time to plan a rebuttal as they were expecting 40 more witnesses from the defense. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Technology lets you access a personal trainer from home, like on this exercise mirror.
Less talking, more squatting.
But to keep your hybrid workforce in shape, you need more than technology.
And kick. And jump.
You need PCs powered by Intel vPro, custom configured by CDW. Hardware-based security and remote management make it easy to protect and monitor PCs from anywhere.
Wait, don't turn me off.
Intel vPro makes secure remote management possible. CDW makes it powerful. Learn more at cdw.com/intelclient.